listening? It is I, Numator 479. According to our studies of your puny mammalian race, we discovered you like very good coffee. And while it is our evolutionary purpose to cause you psychic torment, we want you awake and vivacious to give it. So try our new blend from Springhill Jack Coffee, Reptilian in the Morning. Our proprietary blend of lightly roasted cacao husks will have you immediately energized upon emerging from the pain cloaca with all your slippery new eggs. Thanks, honey. Hot, I'm cold-blooded. Thanks to Springhill Jack and Last Podcast on the Left, I'm ready to get out there and eat some babies. Get out of the way, Hillary Clinton.
There's no place to escape to.
This is the Last
Podcast on the Left.
Side stories?
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories, yeah.
Let me know whenever you're ready.
Ready to roll.
But is he?
Me?
Is Henry ready to roll?
Are you ready to roll?
I don't know. Am I on a plan on the way to Pittsburgh taking out Al-Qaeda? Yeah, I'm ready to roll.
Rolling.
Yep, 2024. That was a lie. They think that actually that was a myth. Good way to start. I decided to commiserate with our audience, right? Because everyone's back to work this week, except for Marcus, because he's quote, quote, he has COVID, wink, wink.
Yeah.
Wink, 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 right? You can be here today, right? But I decided to commiserate with our fellow listening audience by arriving back to the first day of work for 2024 looking like shit.
Yeah, man. I'm not supposed to be here.
No. You got pulled in.
I got pulled in. This is, you know, this is technically a pajama shirt.
This is our, like, I look like shit.
Area
I wanted,
69.
I don't want
I love
you guys
it. That's
to.
That's a great shirt, you love by this the shirt? Way. The aliens, they fucking getting up in their shit. Now, are they both ladies?
This is from Wise. Let me look at this.
I think they're both ladies. There's a nipple on that. We might
yeah,
have
they're both eating.
It
looks like they're both eating pussy. But either way, yeah. God bless them.
God bless
this is
aliens.
Side Stories, sitting here with Ed Larson.
Hi.
I'm Henry Zabrowski. This is from Wise. Great artist. Love their work. But I think it's important to, like, I think a lot of people, the first thing they think of, Side Stories, Last Podcast on the Left, show business razzle dazzle.
Yes.
That's the first thing that they think of. They're like, but they're so untouchable. How could we? Untouchable?
Untouchable.
I'm really ready to be speaking. I am so good at podcasting. I need to stop. I literally need to stop. It's 2024.
I think I'm going to sit here in silence all day.
You just sit there. Let me struggle. But I look like shit because I want you to know I'm still just a guy.
Yeah, yeah. It's still just Henry Zabrowski.
Just a guy.
We all know that on other days he looks way better than this.
I'm
right?
always walking around in a suit.
Suit.
Yeah, yeah, everywhere I go, I dress down for
Bolo
the show.
Tie.
A lot of bolos. I do. I got Danish wooden shoes.
Loafers.
I do like loafers.
Well, I was just making fun of you and your wife, calling you both loafers.
My wife is very active. My wife is extremely active. So active, we broke our Christmas fucking curse.
Whoa, but what's that mean?
It's, you know.
Oh, you screwed.
Yeah, it was great.
That's great.
And the neighbors actually came over to ask me how I did so well.
Really?
A bunch of them came. They my came elderly over, like, gay
I heard,
neighbors.
I heard her screaming.
They came over and they were like, wow, wow. And I was like, you know what? It must have been old Saint Nick pushing me from behind.
I thought your wife was a seal.
Don't you dare. Don't you fucking dare. But you know, the reason why I want to bring this up is because we did have a lot of people tell me straight up they fuck on Christmas. They love fucking on Christmas. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's
had
a day
some sex
that
they, on Christmas.
People talk about having straight up sex on Christmas and how happy they were to express the fact that they had sex on Christmas. But I did want to warn you. And
yeah, because you said Christmas people don't have sex. I say, yes, they do.
They did. I got a resounding response from the audience, which is great.
But what do you think people who don't have money for presents do?
I mean, suck and fuck. They better.
That's it. Those big dick guys don't need money.
Yeah, if you're poor, you better be eating pussy. But that's why I realize what's interesting is that apparently the risk of penile fractures rises up to 45% at Christmas time.
Yeah, it's because people are trying new shit, doing things they've never done before.
But they're half drunk.
Yeah,
I feel like Christmas sex should be a lot like Thanksgiving dinner. Don't try anything you haven't done before.
Oh, yeah. Well, Thanksgiving Thanksgiving sex, I feel like, is way different than Christmas sex.
Well, Thanksgiving.
You're so full.
Yeah, it's just like, you just
kind of roll around on each other until it's wetter than before.
I just want you all to be careful next time. Just know that people do, which is also the truth.
So a lot of broken penises this Christmas?
Broken penises happen.
Broken promises as well.
To everyone else.
Yeah.
Especially to your family.
I'm going to break my penis off.
I was going to come to the christening, but I broke my penis on Christmas Day. It's a hard excuse. But yes, it goes up 45%. They say it's a lot because it's wild sex has happened. But you know also when penile fractions spike
when
quite a bit.
When people are cheating on
yes.
It. Yeah, when they're adulterous. They're yes. Always, because they're so excited. And they run in there. They're trying to do something they haven't done in 20, 30 years.
And they're distracted.
Yeah, and they just fucking break their penis. And then you try to explain that.
Because then you're like, yeah, my penis is broken. That has got to be.
I'm so strong. My hands. I didn't know.
So, baby, all right, long story short, right? So I was trying to jerk off and the fire alarm went out. And I ran. First thing I thought of was you, baby. You were so asleep. You didn't hear the fire alarm. And so I got up out of my seat in the living room. I ran towards the living room door. Dick first.
Yeah.
Smash it in there, so broke. Overcome by pain, didn't realize fire alarm had went off. It was a misfire of the system. It was the candles got too hot.
Mm.
And so, the next thing you know, you're fucking divorced.
Yeah.
Everything's over. Everybody knows everything. Your girlfriend's gone, wife's gone, kids are gone, house is gone.
How long does it take to fix a broken penis?
How long does it take to mend a broken heart? Too long.
Yeah, I
that's
imagine.
What I think. Whenever the
can
amount
you pee?
Is,
I mean, obviously you
it's
have
blood
to.
Comes out.
Whoa,
yeah, it's bad, dude.
That's fun.
Yeah, it's like you can't just put flowers back in the vase if
it's
it falls off the
so
table.
So weird that you could break a penis because when they're not hard, I mean, you could do anything you want to them.
I don't know about that, buddy.
You can do anything you want.
I think you're being
slap them around.
Leave my flaccid penis alone.
Oh, I will
leave it. I mean, to anyone. That goes out across the board.
I'd much rather play with your flaccid penis than your hard penis, though. I'll tell you that much.
That's a really interesting question. Sidestories.lpotl@gmail.com. Is it more or less of a homosexual activity
yeah.
to play with your best friend's flaccid penis versus hard? Because if it's
well,
not
if
hard, he's not aroused.
Yeah, and if it's but if you're trying to wake up the penis, then that's, you know.
But then you're like, why are you playing with it if you're trying to make me hard, bro? We're trying to have fun here.
Yeah, what's this? Oh,
4 to 6 weeks it takes for a penis fracture.
Wow,
here.
4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah, dude. Well, we've done a solid 7 minutes before. Technically on penis fractures before. I did have a more important story. I do have to bring in.
Happy New Year.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
2024, the year of broken cocks.
Your year of broken cocks. What's the German phrase for that? We need that. All right, so breaking. Side stories news. True crime listeners and fans across the board are aware of this already. But Gypsy Rose Blanchard, she is Cajun, has been freed from jail. She served 8 of her 10 years for what I believe is a manslaughter charge.
Okay.
In the case of the murder of Dee Dee Blanchard, her mother.
She killed her mom?
Well, she had.
I don't know anything about this, so treat me like an idiot.
That's easy.
You fuck.
You fucking moron. Eddie, why didn't you study harder, Eddie? Does that take you back?
Yes, I'd work books over the summer. I never did them.
No way.
I'd put the wrong answers in on purpose.
But you know what it doesn't, you know what it showed to come down to? It showed that your formal schooling meant nothing to your future.
It really, school means nothing. Drop out now.
Do you get school for some? Mean something like let's say you're a pilot, doctor. Yeah.
Pilot barely.
You go to school.
It's a different school.
Though. I did get an email saying that they saw a pilot drinking at a. Someone in email said that they saw a pilot drinking at a bar in the airport, and they went and reported him and got him yanked.
Whoa!
It was crazy.
Was he in his outfit?
He went, got drunk in his civvies. Went, got into his pilot outfit, came
wow.
out, and they were like, I just watched this dude have 3 Bloody Marys. And then they pulled him. It was great. Very scary.
Very cool.
It's not.
I'm proud of him.
It's not cool, but.
Fire the bartender, too, by the way.
It's real easy going. Yeah, they all got to be fired. Everyone has to be fired.
You know I'm a pilot, right?
Yeah, that's why I boarded heavy. I say take him down. So Gypsy Rose Blanchard was a young lady that was treated as if she had a mental handicap, and she had a series of litanies. I believe the term was called, it's Munchausen by proxy, which has now been changed to facetious disorder imposed on another.
Okay.
But the idea of that Dee Dee Blanchard, her mother, wanted to infantilize her. Basically told everyone that she was about 5 to 6 years younger than she was. Lied to various humanitarian efforts that gave them aid. They got a full house from Habitats for Humanity. They have all of the, they got a lot of benefits from this. And there was one doctor that was like, she doesn't have multiple sclerosis. Because they did say, she said she had MS, that she, mental handicap, speech handicap, that she couldn't eat unless it was through a tube. She lost all of her teeth due to all of these various procedures that she was happening. She was diminutive. They kept her head shaved. They told people that she needed a walker. She did not need a walker. There was no evidence that she had anything wrong with her, but she was tortured for many, many years.
So she killed her mom.
She will.
As
she,
you do.
Again, she did not kill her mom, and not everyone does.
I know.
Not everyone does. So Gypsy became of age, right, at some point. She, while, even though her mom was treating her like she was a little kid, this is a real easy rundown just so Eddie understands. But so they were just trying to figure out, like, she was acting like a child, and she literally was, like kind of, like, infantilized in a wheelchair and blah, blah, blah. But she was still a woman inside. She did not have any form of mental handicap or anything like that. The whole thing is that she was, when you're told, literally from the time you're like 5 years old, that you're sick.
Yeah.
You're sick. You can't do these things. You have this thing. You have this thing. And you protest it. But at some point, you're being raised into this environment when you believe this is true. So, but at the same time, she kept isolating Gypsy more and more. And she would, you know, basically get it so she would never leave the house. But what do teenagers do? Eventually, life finds a way. She figured out how to be horny on the internet. So she went on the internet. She made a Facebook page. She met a guy by the name of Nicholas Godajon, who also had a series of issues, truly did. He traveled a bunch of miles.
He went to the bathroom a lot, right?
He did.
Godajon.
It helps. It helps. But he was the one who killed her mother. So he convinced, she convinced
him. So he's the hero.
He's not the hero. He's still a murderer.
I mean, he murdered a horrible person.
But again, it's still murdered. Murder's never the answer, Eddie.
It's not the answer, but sometimes, you know,
it's the question.
Different questions.
Yeah, but that's different. If you're a detective, murder is the question. Mm-hmm. But he stabbed her mother 17 times while she hid in a closet. She then, she hid for a number of days, and eventually that they were found because they were not escape artists.
No.
And so they both went to jail. Nicholas Godajon went to jail for life for stabbing Dee Dee Blanchard 17 times. And she went to jail for, I believe, 8 to 10. And I believe
I
it was
hiding out at a Denny's. She just takes her stomach tube and puts it in a milkshake.
She's like, done. Excellent. Straight to the tap. But now she got it all pulled out. She got it all pulled out and she's free. So she's out there. She got already immediately. She got 4 million followers all over social fucking networks. All that bullshit.
Well, she's a hero. I mean, she's not a hero. She's a victim for sure.
She's a victim. She is a victim as well. She was an accessory to murder. We got, we're going to kind of find out how this all plays.
Years?
She got 8. Well, she got 10. She served 8.
She should have done less.
Well, I think they wanted to be real sure. Real sure.
It sounds like she's got another mom who's going to yank her teeth out and put a stomach tube in her. This is her extenuating circumstance.
Well, she did make a big old announcement that she was going to go to the Chiefs game to meet Taylor Swift, and the state of Missouri was like, no, you're not. So she is doing, right now we're going to see the infancy of what she's going to be like and what she's going to do from here on out. I think she looks sweet. She's changed quite a bit. She's got hair now. She looks like an adult.
Yeah.
She's dressing like she's dressing normally.
Well, she looked like she was really old. Everyone said that she was, you kept saying she, a child, but she looked like an old woman.
Yeah. She just looked like the guy from the Six Flags commercials. But in real life, she was a growing teenage girl that was being made to act like a little baby.
Did they give her teeth in prison?
No. It looks like she did. Well, they popped a row in there. Early on, yeah. So she's been doing, but she does look like she's getting there. We're going to see what happens. Basically, this is a watch and see, and see how she develops. I personally think that she's going to be fine. Cameo is going hard in on her, trying to get her to come to Cameo.
The only job she can have, unless she wants to be a maid of her own house.
She might, I feel like we see a little bit of a social media future for her. She got married in jail during COVID
by
a guy named Ryan Scott Anderson.
She didn't even marry Godajon.
No. No, no, no. Godajon was a stepping stone towards.
He comes in here. He murders her mom for her, and she won't even marry him.
It's hard to date. dating is really difficult. It's 2024.
God,
get with the program, dog.
Yeah.
So this is very, so he seems like a nice man. He is now taking care of Gypsy Rose Blanchard. We're going to see what happens. There is a 6-hour prison interview that's supposed to come out on Friday from Lifetime. So I think that a lot more other information is going to come out. She's talked a lot about what she learned in jail.
How many songs does she do?
God, when she goes in her Christmas medley, there is not going to be a dry eye in the goddamn house. But no, it's a fucked up story. So she is both a victim and a perpetrator. It's very complex. She was played by, I was kind of crazy that Dee Dee Blanchard was played by the absolutely smoking Patricia Arquette, but what are you going to do?
Maybe it's the teeth.
I don't know.
I love Patricia Arquette. She's one of my favorites.
I love Patricia Arquette. Yeah. And also Joey King's great in that show. But this is, because look how young she looked. She's 19 in her mugshot.
Wow.
And she looked
like
a little girl.
She looks normal in the mugshot.
A little bit. She's got the shaved head, but she was forced to wear little girl outfits and wear. One day, talked about this with Marcus, we will probably do a series, but I do want to do it on the concept of Munchausen by proxy.
Yeah.
Munchausen by proxy is one of the most fascinating. Oh, there's many others. Hundreds of others. There's many cases of it. It's fascinating. The idea of hurting yourself or someone else strictly for attention in that way is baffling. And then using the healthcare system. Because think about how many people fight tooth and nail to get things done in a hospital.
Well, they should study from these people because they figured it out.
Well, they do it by gaining a lot of media attention, and they do it by going all the way. So she went all, she created a whole, she fabricated a character for Gypsy Rose. So now, like, she's free. So we'll see where she goes.
When do you think she'll change the name?
It's, oh man, I didn't even know. I said that word so many times just now.
Yeah, well, you know, it's. I think this is the one time you could do it.
It's somebody's name.
Yeah, it's someone's name. I mean, I don't know how else you would do it.
I don't know.
Yeah.
G-word Rose?
G-word Rose. But then, let's see, it's her name, so it doesn't even make sense.
I don't know. I feel like this is a question that will get answered at by the internet.
Yeah.
So I have this other story I want to get into. Now, this is a...
Is she in trouble? What happened?
That's it. She's released.
She's released, but she got in trouble for trying to go to the Chiefs game.
Well, she basically made a big deal about how she was going to go in an attempt to meet Taylor Swift. She said she's a Swiftie, and the Taylor Swift's music got her through her time in prison. I just wonder if Taylor Swift's ready for the photo op with Gypsy Rose Blanchard. Yeah. And we'll find out. She just went. They basically said, like, no, you cannot go. You cannot come and do this. Because it was a big publicity deal.
So did she actually leave and get in trouble, or they just like wouldn't even let her leave?
They just wouldn't even let her leave.
Oh, okay.
But, you know,
that's good.
Taylor Swift has said nothing, and I find her silence to be deafening. I cannot believe she has said nothing. Also, in news, did you know that Chris Chan is going to be going to meet with Bono next week?
Oh, thank God.
That's not true, but that would be incredible. Chris Chan and Bono. That's my fucking ticket, dude. 2024, Chris Chan Bono. That's going to put some butts at the electorate. Rock the vote.
Yeah, it'll be over at a Sunglass Hut.
That's my polling station. You don't do polling at the Sunglass Hut? I always go to Sunglass Hut. That's my polling area.
Live from your grave.
All right. I love this story.
Okay.
I'm going to see if I can pull this off.
Let me see. Tell me about it.
Because there's twists and turns here. You know, a lot of people want to get in the horse business.
Mm-hmm.
I did. I sell horse picks. We've talked about this. I've been selling various horse picks.
My grandfather owned racehorses.
Yeah?
Yeah, we lost. He spent the family fortune. Spent all the money on racehorses right before he died.
It seems to be doing very well for your family. I noticed you're in a horse.
Yeah.
Like, you're a horse tycoon.
I grew up at the track, you know.
That was because your father had a gambling addiction.
Yeah. Well, Dan, my grandfather had a bunch of horses.
But that seems to be that seems to also be an issue.
They were connected, yeah.
Yeah.
He had 10 racehorses. One of them won one race. And his name was Day.
That's not good.
D-A-Y.
That's weird.
That's a shitty name for a horse.
It is. Did you turn him into dog food or?
I don't know how they killed him. But
they're not around anymore.
They're certainly not around.
But you didn't sell them.
I don't know. I was a child.
They just let him die?
I used to have fun because I could go hang out in the stables and shit.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I had full reign of the horse track. It was pretty cool. They let me make bets and shit as a kid because they knew my grandfather.
What's the statute of limitations on that?
Poppin' it's probably closed.
Yeah, I imagine at this point it hasn't made it, especially if they're with these discount horse owners.
Yeah.
Don't worry, I got these horses on sale.
I did it for the soft serve, though.
Hey, of course, we all do. Now, some people, though, they don't just want to be in the horse business.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be in horse show business.
Nice. Nice.
And it is difficult, man. It's not as easy as you think. You don't just get a bunch of horses together.
Yeah, we saw Nope was tough. They were having a hard time. The aliens kept stealing them.
Absolutely. A bunch of horses in a field. Guess what, man? They're not rehearsing.
Mm-mm.
They don't give a fuck. You need people who are going to run them horses, right? It's very, very difficult. And talented people at that. And it's not just money. It's also time and effort. And some people want to stick their head into this horse show business and think that they know how to make good moves. And you'd be fucking dead wrong. Because what ends up in... you being arrested for attempting murder of your husband.
Whoa!
No, I love it. I just love this sentence. Disgraced and failed horse show producer sent to prison for $1 million offer to have wealthy and estranged husband murdered by hitman, which is the most generous amount of money we have heard given to offered to an FBI agent to be a hitman in the history of this show.
How much?
$1 million.
She wasn't going to pay.
Well,
it was a lie.
She had it all shut up. She showed up with guns. She showed up with the cash advance.
Well, bring guns to the hitman's got guns.
She had ways.
That's
she,
the whole thing.
Some depends on your arrangement. She specifically went and got guns that had no serial numbers. And then she had set it all up. So she's kind of beautiful, but she is deadly. Her name is Tatiana Remley, 43 years fun. She pled guilty last week to one count each of solicitation to commit murder and possessing a loaded and concealed firearm not registered to her. So she's going straight to jail. Didn't go to trial, right?
Hopefully she's in prison longer than Gypsy Rose. This is a much worse crime, in my opinion.
It's not, though. It's actually, she'll probably go to jail for less time.
Less time?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it depends on how many counts. Because the murder
didn't happen.
Because the murder didn't happen.
That's all right.
Because the guy came to, because guess what she did? She asked Mark Remley's fucking buddy, her husband, that she tried to murder. She asked Mark's buddy to do it first, who called the FBI. And so literally.
He didn't call Mark?
No, well, he called Mark. And then they called the FBI. But then that buddy basically said, like, hey, like, listen. And so the FBI came in. And so Mark's buddy did the thing to Tatiana where he said, hey, listen, I'm kind of in over my head. I'm like not a professional hitman. I play, you know, pickleball with your husband.
Yeah.
But I know a guy. And so he sent the guy. Tatiana goes, meets with this FBI agent, does what they always do. Give up the ghost. Because guess what? How many times do I have to say it? It is never a hitman. It is always a police officer.
Yeah. Well, never not. Even, you have to find a hitman. The cops got that locked down.
You
got to
do it yourself. I'm sorry. Unfortunately, that's how it works, okay? If you want something done, you have to do it yourself.
Yeah.
You just got to go kill your husband and try to cover it up. And guess what? You're not going to do right. Because if you're half as good of a murderer as you are a horse show producer, then you are not going to pull it off.
Yeah, what was the horse show?
Okay. So this is where it started. I just love this whole fucking story. So this woman, she marries this man in 2011. They've gotten to know each other. She's a model. Beautiful, tall, right? And she married just a normal millionaire kind of guy, right? They hang out with this millionaire.
She's got good face structure.
She does. She's beautiful. And one day, apparently, according to Mark Remley, her now ex-husband, said, he was like, she woke up one day and she said, honey, I've had a dream my whole life and I've never gotten to tell anybody, but I want to tell you right now, I want to run a horse show. And this is real. Mark was like, what? She's like, horses? Acrobats together.
And she's like, Russian.
She's Russian.
Russians love dancing around on animals.
She loved all of that shit. A marker first, I imagine first. I mean, like, honey, this is in Mexico. These guys can't start fucking. We can't be having these horses fuck all these acrobats in front of everybody, right? We could do it at home. And she's like, no, riding and jumping. And so she went and she was like, she had this dream out of nowhere. Where she decided she wanted to single-handedly take down Cavalia, which is the horse and human-themed ballet from Cirque du Soleil. I don't know what Cirque du Soleil did to get this woman's ire. I don't know why she decided, like, fuck this. I guess because she was sort of a sometimes player at the local polo club.
Yeah.
Where she would go and go on the horse, hit the thing with the stick. It's apparently a very difficult sport.
Polo needs to end.
Yeah, so you have to enslave an animal in order to do it.
It's not a sport.
I feel like the same thing about F1. Let those cars be free. Let the cars just run. You know, they keep saying, oh, the cars would do this anyway.
So this is her husband?
No, that's Eric Martinovich. Now, what you're seeing here is, so to get her dream, so what did he do? He was like, baby, you know what? If you want your horse dreams to come true, I'm your fucking Santa Claus. I'm going to make this happen for you. So they went and hired that guy, Eric Markanovich, who was the, he is a horseman. He is from Cavalia. They sniped him. They took him from Cirque du Soleil.
Wow.
They said, we're going to pay you $100,000. We're also going to give you 20% ownership of this entire horse sled experience. And he was like, that's fucking my kind of language. Loving horse. Super excited. Man. So that's working together. That's a horse noise.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. So they came up with the name, but they said it was close to the Roman word for glory, I believe, or it was, I forgot what the word was for. It was, they said, what do? We're going to name it Valitar. Right? This is the show we're going to create, you know? Mm-hmm. And what this is according to Tatiana. She said to a television reporter, it's like Cirque du Soleil with horses, but its own type of show. Now, there's a lot of people going to be like, well, Cavalia, the Cirque du Soleil show with horses, has been around for 25 years. She don't want to hear any of that.
Where is that show?
It's in Vegas.
Oh, okay.
Well, I think it travels. I think, have you been? It's great. It's jumping on horses,
yeah.
Jumping off of horses. The horses jump. They jump off of the horses jump off the acrobats. The horses, they take a bath. All the horses and the acrobats take a big bath.
That's so sweet.
They go on a horse roller coaster where the horses go in a little thing. Great show. Four horses die a night.
Yeah.
Great show. I actually don't know, but I do think it does a lot of people running around, right? But according to Eric Markanovich, as soon as he met these people, he was like, these guys have no fucking clue what they're doing. And the word was, his terms were, they weren't horse people and they weren't show people. What am I going to do with these guys? So they hemorrhage millions of dollars,
yeah,
buying a giant tent, buying all these horses, getting all the horse people to,
yeah,
show up.
You're going to buy the land to put the tent on.
But guess who's getting
popcorn
more
for the people?
Guess who's getting jealous? Watching all these trained actors and performers with these trained horses do all this trained ass stuff. The completely untrained Tatiana Remley was looking at this being like, where the fuck am I in this? All right.
I'm the horse lord.
She said that, but she wanted more. She wanted to be the lead. Right. So she started going out. And they would do these horse runs.
I wish they'd do that with Jerry Jones. Strap him up, put him in the,
you do it.
The Cowboys.
Yeah, you get in there. So she said, so the way they did one pre-show. So long story short, it does go up.
Yeah.
The show actually goes up for 5 shows in San Diego.
And she's the lead.
And they say the way they put it was that a whole of like horse dancing, horse jumping, pyrotechnics. They said that was what was really the worst part was that they said the thing that made their show different than everybody else is that they had fire.
Oh, I know horses don't normally like fire.
That's why you got to blind them.
Yeah.
That's to make sure they stay in the pocket. And they said all of this stuff would happen and the audience would go and then they'd be like, and then this blonde lady would come out on the horse at the very end, do a full circle, do a figure eight. And the whole audience is like waiting for it. And then she'd go into the center of all the performers and bow. And the audience would just go like,
yeah. And everyone's like flipping off the horses and having a good time.
Wait,
and
people
trapeze.
Like, I think they're classier than that. Oh, you're talking about flipping off of the horses, not just giving them the middle finger.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, they're trying.
The audience is like, fuck you.
Fuck this.
I thought I came here for a dog show.
Fuck. I hate these. Where's the chickens?
Yeah. Ain't one donkey in the whole goddamn show.
So me to tell me, none of these guys are fuck on these acrobats. And they're like, literally, they're like, they said, we talked about this. It's got to be in the pamphlet. This isn't your traditional horse show. No one's blowing a horse tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And so this whole thing goes, not only does it go south, but it goes south because of everything that they did. They hemorrhaged a bunch of money. They lost everything. They then started, horses were dying. They just cut out everybody. They stopped paying all their bills. They just cancel the show over an email. Don't tell anybody. They then stiff every single vendor, all of the people brought in. They made $22,000 custom-made VIP bars that they were supposed to go to in this venue where they just left them out to rot. They didn't pay for them. And so now they're getting sued from every angle. This is 2012. So cut to 2023, where now she's trying to kill the last dude. The guy that tried to make your horse
is
dreams.
Kind of, that's very fucked up.
That's what I think is. He went.
Yeah.
And said, all right, Tatiana.
Anything you need,
You want to be a horse lord? I'll help.
He could have said nay. He could have, but he said yay.
He said hi. But it's fucked, man.
Man.
Everybody's made because they fired the guy last minute. So the guy that was the guy in this picture, they fired him last minute because literally Tatiana was like, why am I not more in the center of this? And he's like, because you have no training and it's extremely dangerous, yeah, actually, for you to be in the center of all of this. And she was like, no, you're fired. So they got somebody else in there just hemorrhaging money. And then when they needed $1,500 to heal a horse, to fix a horse that got hurt, the guy was like, fuck it. No, absolutely not. They had to go take the horse and be fucking euthanized.
$1,500?
Yes.
They wouldn't fix a horse for that much? They're buying a whole goddamn $22,000 bar?
It is just one of my... I just love this story because there's not a much to it, but just the idea of, like, you wake up one day and you're like, I want to be in charge
the craziest thing
of a horse-led circus, which is a type of confidence I just don't have.
Yeah.
I guess we do it like this.
I mean, she got anything she wanted her entire life, it seems like.
She did marry once before for money, and then she got out of that, made a lot of money, and did this. But, you know, she's going to be going to jail. So we'll find out.
Yeah.
We'll see how she does in there. She might become a better con woman while she's in jail.
Oh, of course. Of course. Of course. That's great, though. I'm real happy. You know, she's drive. That is true drive.
She's more American than most.
Yeah.
You know,
no school for her either, probably.
No. Oh, none. None. She would not go to school.
Did he get his Cavalli job back? That's what I'm worried about.
Oh, no. He had already been kind of in and out of Cavalli, and then he was just like, fuck it.
He's just fucking.
He's fine.
I hope so.
Yeah. He's like, he is a horse lord.
Yeah.
He is very good with horses.
Where are they now? You know, working on Yellowstone?
You know. Maybe, hopefully, they weren't working on that Luck show.
Oh, man, remember they killed that? A lot of horses.
A lot of horses died
Dustin
on that show.
Dustin Hoffman's got a lot of horse blood on his hands.
And they just kept shooting that show. They stopped in the middle of the season.
In the middle of the season. Six horses, I believe, died when they were making that. And I was excited because that was David Milch, who I love, who did Deadwood.
Did anyone ever ask Dustin Hoffman straight up, you killing these horses?
No, he barely showed up. Not killing no horses.
Whoa. Did you just do a Dustin Hoffman impression? Wapner. Wapner at 4 o'clock. That's my Rain Man. That's my Rain Man impression. It's also very bad. All right. Next story.
What's going on here? What's next?
Now, this is a little bit of mystery.
All right.
Because we look a bit of mystery. We look it.
I'm ready to perform. I don't care what anybody says.
You are, man.
This is
going to
be the best I'm going to be all year.
I'm very excited.
I'm not
whatever
sloppy.
Whatever the story is. No, you look great.
I'm not sloppy today.
I don't think. You were actually firing on all cylinders. I'm barely awake.
Good. No, it's because you're fighting from a corner.
Yeah.
Now, this story we covered a little bit inside stories before, but it has since popped up with a vengeance.
Okay.
Now, there is an area. Now, I believe I'm saying this correct, but it's the Schuylkill. The Schuylkill County River, right, which is right outside of Philly.
Sounds disgusting.
It is.
They have a horrible way with words around there.
Just don't eat any clams from there. That's what I would say. Yeah, yeah.
They just don't know how to talk. Yers and yins. And
yins is I love yins. I got into the yins because, again, my wife is a beautiful Pittsburgh strong woman.
She's a wonderful person. But it doesn't make any sense.
That's their identity. You need.
They can have it. I don't want nothing to do with it.
They must have it. They must have it. It is their birthright.
Did you see the mayor of Easttown?
Yeah, but that's how you know he's... I wouldn't trust it. Look at John Fetterman.
Yeah.
It's Shrek. You have a senator who is Shrek. That's incredible. I love that about Pennsylvania.
They, passed a law for, making sure that he had to wear a suit, but they can't pass a law for anything else.
It's called Congress. Congress. That's my political commentary. But so we covered a little bit in this area of the country. There have been a little bit last year of people finding conspiratorial notes hidden inside of cereal boxes. So there's a big old, it's kind of a controversy because it's inside sealed boxes and it's not inside of the bags. Mm-hmm. We know that it's somewhere within this factory process. Some guy, I assume a man.
So it's not in the bag of cereal.
No, but it's in the box that contains the bag and the box.
It can only be a certain amount of people.
But it's hard to pin that down because you have to prove it, right? And
a lot of these notes are a little bit intense. Like, you know, here's an example. One that just says chaos/riots, terror, lied to secret societies, JFK, Lincoln, warned of Secret Service, assigned symbol, word says, unless SS, it's tied to Saturn, Lord of the Rings, Audi rings, NBC, NRA bird, period. Like, it's this long scrambling.
That's one of them?
That's just the, if you just see the way it looks,
oh,
it looks like this. And there are these, what they've been now calling the Schuylkill Notes. There's a whole subreddit on them that people have been kind of obsessed with the story. But since around Christmas time this year, well, last year, they have been blowing up. They are, people were finding them on trees, pinned to things on hikes, all in this sort of like, in this Pennsylvania area, the eastern Pennsylvania area.
It's fucked up to the trees.
I mean, it's not, actually, it's just a little, you know, look at that.
Well, I'm just saying, you put paper on a tree, it's like, you know, that's upsetting.
You ever
that
have a chicken?
Been its cousin.
You ever had chicken in an omelet?
Mmm.
That's my favorite.
Yes.
That's called the life cycle meal.
You really put chicken in an omelet?
Yeah.
I do a chicken sausage. I would never put like chicken breast.
Oh, I put full on chicken breast in an omelet if it's there.
What are you, trying to become a bodybuilder?
No, man. Well, yeah, I'm trying to get my protein up. You know we're supposed to get, I believe, it's our weight plus 50.
Your cholesterol's a mess. You're eating all these eggs?
No, you eat them. I eat a lot of eggs. My cholesterol's nowhere near as bad as your fucking cholesterol.
It's getting, I got the Sevastin, I'm doing great.
No, my cholesterol's actually fine. My triglycerides were big because that was during, but mostly that was really after quarantine because you guys, my family
oh,
got me a
you
smoker.
You got me on the butcher box.
Yeah, yeah, and we were
eating
nothing but red
meat all the time.
Yeah,
we had so much meat in our freezer.
I mean, like, life's going to be over soon, and all of a sudden I'm just like, yeah, I literally would get a pound of chicken wings, I would smoke them and eat them.
I mean, well, that's okay.
It wasn't.
No, it's the, you know, smoking's bad, right?
Yes, because it gets all the stuff in there. And then it was a lot. It's a lot of fat. It's still mm-hmm. animal fats. Mm-hmm. Get me off. Get my,
I'm proud of you.
But now it's popped back up. It's just crazy because no one knows what in the living fuck is going on. And it's hit the news. So now it's really starting to. It used to just be on the internet and live as this weird conspiracy theory. But now one of these stations, I believe it is
But it's
the,
nonsense.
It is gobbledygook, yes. It is like when you do read it, you're like, you don't know what's going on. But old people, it freaks them out. So yeah. Once you get old people freaked out, they're calling the news station because they're the last people who do that. And so you have this guy, right? It was the ABC News affiliate in Pennsylvania. There was a WBRE, WYOU, is like spearheading this, being like, we're going to figure out who the fuck is doing this. And so far, nothing. We're going to see what comes out. But I like there was a thing that is, I want to say it's cross country, but the thing called the Toynbee tiles. Ever heard of the Toynbee tiles?
No.
The Toynbee tiles are another example of someone. It's way more of a, these are art. I view this as more of like an art.
It is art. Yeah. No,
in a way.
It's very Banksy.
But it freaks people out, right? So it's like Toynbee idea in movie 2001, Resurrect Dead on Planet Jupiter. Like this idea of people okay. saying these Toynbee tiles are these little things that have been showing up in various areas. I guess I say 24 major cities in the United States. And they are like kind of outsidery art, mosaic style, a bunch of smashed up tiles may dispel various messaging. And yeah. some of it makes sense, some of it doesn't. And a lot of it refers to the movie 2001 and the concept that the dead will be resurrected on the planet Jupiter.
I mean, that does look cool, though, at least.
All I know is that it just sounds like an album track from the Andre 3000 Flute.
I like this album. More than I like the cereal box guy.
Well, that's scary.
This takes talent.
This is very cool. But yeah, it definitely, they all read, man, that flute album. I love that, dude.
Oh, it's a great flute album.
That Andre 3000. You still the Andre 3000. Oh, yeah, bro.
Fuck yeah.
I love that flute.
It's good stuff.
No, man, it's trippy as all fuck, dude. But this is exactly like what he's talking about. I think Andre 3000 was on this Toynbee fucking shit.
Mm-hmm.
And he understood what was going on, and that somehow got into the flutes.
I mean, why not put zombies on Jupiter?
He makes crazy noises with the flute.
Yes. Yeah.
And they're all like little noises. Like, I was sitting there. I got into it yesterday. I smoked a bowl. Mm-hmm. I had my health walk. As I get up, I do my health walk.
Nice.
Meet with the other senior citizens that I see on health walks in the morning. And I walk
swinging
around, being like, just swinging the arms, getting them going. I'm good and stoned. I got the ear things in. Sitting there thinking about the future. Thinking about my plans. Mm-hmm. Stacks on stacks on stacks on stacks. Racks on racks.
Yeah.
And then I'm listening to that flute album. And I know the thing's going to be all right.
Yeah, the flute album puts you where you need to be.
I want to be where Andre 3000 was when he made that flute album.
I mean, he was, you know, doing nothing for years.
I know, but then I love that the first track is like, I really wanted to make a rap album. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah.
The first
track
is like super long. It's great.
He's the best.
I know. All right, one more story.
One more story?
Yeah, we got time for one more.
Is there no conclusion to the cereal box guy?
I said no. They're just on the. They're on the track.
They're just putting them in now. He's tied them to trees.
Yep. They're just out there.
He's gonna get caught soon. It's just like, dude, being weird.
Unless it's multiple people.
That which I would hope
and they're
so.
Into it. And then again, I feel like it's about how far can these things go? Where can they travel to? How often are people going to talk about it? There are a lot of people.
It's not like kill people in the message. You know, they're not like.
But it's not kill people. But the problem is with all of these sort of conspiratorial edges, is that when it gets really serious, it's not directly going to kill people.
Yeah.
But it could drive somebody who wouldn't normally into a state where they believe that they are the way I kind of picture it is that you can missionize somebody. You can basically have them see something. Let's say they're already teetering.
Yeah.
And they've already been reading a bunch of weird shit. And then something like this kind of pops up into their cereal box. Like they can literally be like, oh, this is a sign.
Yeah.
Now I got to go to the Whataburger.
This is what you were trying to do with Bear Stearns Bravo.
I wasn't trying to do it. That was Jake Bakula, the creator of Bear Stearns Bravo.
You were very much a part of it.
I was, but a performer. And you just go to BearStearnsBravo.com. But that was not about, because that was all about the mortgage crisis. And that was not, there was no conspiracy theory in that. That was literally just trying to get, it was called an ARG. It was
it
a thing that people used to do for
they
fun.
Called secret societies the SS. SS belongs to someone already.
I think that it does mean the SS from the Nazis. I think that it does mean, because it's IMF, NASA, BMW, NSBA. It's every acronym is in there. Mm. Musk. Locals, you see this here.
I got hit up by NASA. A guy over there wants us to come hang out. David,
it's a janitor.
No, I think he's.
We're just gonna go and watch a guy.
I'm down with. Even if it is a janitor, I'm down.
I hope it's not just like.
But we should go look at some rockets.
Noodles and Ass Sucking Association. We think it's NASA.
Yeah.
Then we go. We're like, no. Actually, this is where we eat a bunch of noodles and we suck ass. Like, what? Yeah. Oh, you thought this was NASA?
Oh, hold on. Before you sit down, let me put down some spaghetti.
Yeah, if you would. Yeah, good. Thank you. Because our other bowls have emptied. Whoa. Honestly, we'd love to come to NASA.
Yeah, let's go to NASA.
Never a fucking straight answer. I'll fucking smoke you out. But at the very end of each one of these conspiracy theories missives, it says, watch Dark City.
Oh,
and then our number one enemies are domestic. So this is the problem.
Oh, so it's the director of Dark City trying to sell DVDs.
That would be incredible.
He's sitting on a bunch of DVDs and he wants to fucking get rid of them.
Let me see who that is. I would love to find out who did that. Because maybe it is that person. It very much could be. And I'm going
to
blame them.
It has to be them. That movie, no one's thought about Dark City until you said it just
now. I don't think it has to be them, but I think that it could. It could very well be. And I think that we should think long and hard about that. It was directed by Alex Proyas, and I wanted to see where he is. He's still alive.
Okay, good.
He's still alive. And the last movie he made was Gods of Egypt in 2016. It was nominated for several Razzies.
Oh, the Gods of Egypt. That was the Moses movie.
Yes. He was the several Razzies, and he is, he did I, Robot as well.
He directed The Crow?
And he also did Knowing.
He killed Brandon.
The Crow was very good. He did not kill Brandon.
He was the director.
No, his father's curse killed Brandon.
Tell that to Alec Baldwin.
Yeah, well, Alec Baldwin's been trying to blame it on the curse for a long time. He keeps bringing it up, and it's not biting. Nobody's taking it. But that's what I'm saying. It's more so... That's why. It's just the scare of a mysterious note inside of a place where there shouldn't be an mysterious note.
Nicolas Cage is in his next
movie. This is in 2009. This is all fake. Yeah, he wasn't Knowing. Nicolas Cage's Knowing, which was not a good film.
Oh, okay. I didn't even know it existed.
No, it's got.
I love movies, too.
It's not a good film. But that's why it's bad. It's just because you never know who you're engaging with when you enter into the subject matter.
It's got to be this guy. I don't know if anyone's knocking on his door, but we got to look up Alex.
Can we get him for a Patreon interview?
Ooh, I, Robot.
Horrible film.
Really bad.
Live from your grave.
All right, we got one more. Let me give you another one of these stories. So this is another kind of a follow-up to what we dealt with last year.
Okay.
We dealt with one of these stories. Chess is, across the world, is a high-stakes sport.
People love chess.
People take chess very seriously.
My best friend growing up was a chess master. And I used to go to his like chess meets sometimes, and then I would like fuck with the people he's playing against.
And that's really angering.
Yeah,
that you would do that because some of us were in the chess club.
I would just go next to him and just be like,
yeah,
make noises like that. Fucking, and then he's
I respected chess.
Yeah, I respect chess too. I was trying to get my boy to win.
Yeah, yeah, but that's called not respecting the game, because guess what? If you respected the game.
Get in his head.
If you respected the game, you know that the game would determine who wins and who loses.
You, man, come on.
It's called kibitzing.
Kibitzing?
That's what we used to call it. What, that was when a guy used to come over and deal with you. Yeah, yeah, or like say stuff about you playing.
Yeah.
Or make comments
bad
about you
move.
Playing. Yeah, yeah, everyone gets mad.
I wouldn't do that.
But it's people take it really seriously. So last year we covered this guy.
You know, bishops fuck kids,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you're like, sir, sir. Yes, it's the act of watching a game in progress and commenting on it. Thank you. Yes, it is convincing. And so this guy last year, this big grandmaster, he got into this huge controversy because they believed that he had figured out cheat at a very, very high level using internet-connected anal beads. So what they do, this is real.
Okay.
So what they believe that they can do...
Was he playing with his ass?
Yes, technically. But using his hands.
Uh-huh.
But the ass is making the shots.
Okay.
So he... You can do a thing with some of these where you can clench him.
Yeah.
Clench him, right? Send signals to somebody on a computer watching you clench. In a sort of like a Morse code.
Yeah.
Like a Morse code.
Yeah,
you clench in a pattern.
That's what the gamblers do with the guys like reading the dealer's hand and shit like
that.
This
is with anal beads. Yeah, this is anal beads. And so they would do that, and then the person would analyze back to you, right? Mm-hmm. They would go and then have it buzz a certain amount of times,
yeah,
and then you make the move. So this guy.
Why didn't that guy just play chess?
Because it takes a village.
It takes a village because he's not the grandmaster. Moves. Why did he play?
I don't know.
Why
he's not the grandmaster.
Why did this guy to go in there? Because he's better with his ass.
But now this new guy, man by the name of Yan Shenglong, right? This is in China.
Mm-hmm.
He won this big old prize, right? It was like $14,000 in American money. Huge. They had a huge party, and they said. The Chinese government came forward and said that they don't think he was cheating, but there's some stuff that he would whether this cover up or not because he was like a big deal player.
Yeah.
He shat the bathtub of the hotel that he was in that night after partying all night.
Mm-hmm.
And they found a digital set of anal beads inside of the shit that he shat inside of the bathtub.
He shit in
the
bathtub.
He did. He says, the reason why I shat in the bathtub was that due to my unfortunate overindulgence the evening before, I was in a bit of a rush to alleviate my bowels. And in that panic, I chose the bathtub.
The tub's right next to the toilet.
But this is what they're trying to do. It is also very interesting.
Also, if you know you got shit up your ass and you're shitting in the tub, go get the shit.
This guy.
The other shit. I'm using the word shit too much.
I do.
The electronic buzzer.
I do believe that the man was lying. I do believe that he was cheating. But look, the Chinese government came in.
I don't find this to be cheating. By the way,
it is cheating because you're having somebody else help you figure out moves.
If you jam something in your ass and you're able to count the beats and still move a chess piece,
you sound like a certain one bald bicyclettist that was a national liar. That I know.
He's a winner.
He isn't anymore because we changed winning.
Yeah,
for him because he is stupid, lying, one nutted ways.
And Oprah knew. Oprah fucking knew.
But according to the Chinese government, they are covering for him as well. So based on our, this is the quote from the CXA. Based on our understanding of the situation, it is currently impossible to prove that Yan engaged in cheating via anal beads. Yan consumed alcohol with others in his room on the night of the 17th. And then he defecated in the bathtub of the room he was staying in the 18th. In an act that damaged hotel property, violated public order and good morals, had a negative impact on the competition, and the event of Zhang Qi, which I believe is how you pronounce Chinese word for chess, and was of extremely bad character, but that doesn't mean he cheated.
Yeah, if he shit out a rook, that'd be one thing.
Honestly, if he did shit out a rook, then I feel like we need to look at a lot of stuff.
I just hope they start, like, checking the assholes of all the chess
players. Let's go.
Let's see.
Yeah, got a ripcord. But also, it's part of where it's white. Oh, God. Ugh.
Okay, before we start the match, please pull down your pants.
Well, that's why I actually wanted to. I want to come clean, Eddie. Because even though you're here with me.
Is someone sending you jokes?
Sending me jokes this whole time. I'm holding a butt plug. For those of you who can't see, I'm holding a butt plug. This is my bit.
Oh, that's great.
Yep.
It's got your face on it.
Yes, somewhere.
Someone sent you that.
Carrot Top has been revealed. Because he's been sending me material for the last 10 years.
This is my favorite dreidel.
You know, you can't see it. It's just a butt plug. It's got my face on it. But it was a funny bit. And I fought for it.
Yeah, this bit? Yeah, you did, because I wanted to do the dreidel bit, which then, I still was able to do.
But then I did mine. So,
Gimmel.
Really great, great fucking episode. All right, let's get some listener emails.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to get the hell out of here.
Are dreidels, they would be great butt plugs.
Yeah.
I think there's, someone has small. To make those.
They
get right?
lost inside of you.
You think so?
There's definitely dreidel butt plugs.
There has to be, right?
Yeah, of course.
Not yes. kosher.
I actually don't know if that is. I don't know. Is poo-poo not kosher?
Poo-poo's not kosher. But you are allowed to wipe your ass. Dreidel butt plugs. Let's see them.
Immediately.
Oh, no. I bought that. That's not a dreidel butt plug. I bought that for my nephew. I totally bought
out.
That for my nephew.
We got to cut it out of the episode.
That's not a butt plug. That's I got
I
that
don't
at
know.
CVS.
Looking like a fucking butt plug.
It's $3.
How old's your nephew? Tell me he's 35.
There aren't enough dreidel butt plugs, so please.
Well, side stories, LPOTL@gmail.com.
I need one.
All right, here we go. So we got a lot of these.
Yeah.
I got a really interesting email about, so one that really fucked me up. Was it's just a more of a paraphrase. So we've been talking a little bit about the fact that it's come out quite a bit that people with colostomy bags.
No one's used this, right?
Oh, I only in my mouth.
Okay.
No, that's my favorite place. Because I shit talk all day.
Yeah. Just blowing butt plugs.
It's just something that's just I'm training up.
Yeah.
So the story of people talked to my, you know. It's rough, but we've had several stories come in about people reporting from ERs, people suffering from people having sexually transmitted diseases, STDs, inside of colostomy bag holes, right? And the one statement that came by, what I've heard that was like kind of earth-shattering to me, was a young man in prison was found to have gonorrhea inside of his colostomy bag hole. And
that means someone has to fuck it,
someone
right?
was having sex with it.
You thought he was doing belly flops on a bunch of cum.
And even that's bad.
Yeah.
The doctor was like, how did this happen? Why did you do this? And he's like, I didn't put this. I'm young, barely handsome in prison. I got three holes. I need to make them work.
Whoa.
That's just fucking the circle of life.
So he got gonorrhea in his stomach.
Yeah, it was bad.
But that's a bad story. Did he have it in his ass?
No.
You know, good for him.
You know, he saved it for the... He's like, all right, well, at least put it in here. This is what I can get
Hold
to.
Hold on, that penis is disgusting. Yeah, then,
put it in this
stomach.
One. Put it in the worst hole. This is what I call the worst hole. Also, I got several emails about people talking about prison-style surgeries where a guy goes, and I guess this is real... where they cut open the very bottom of their penis and they smooth out pieces of domino into various shapes and stick them up in the skin underneath their penis in order for it to be more pleasurable. For whom?
I don't know.
For him. I don't think for it is built for him. Strong yes. enough for a woman, definitely made for a man.
Yeah.
And it is not good.
Yeah.
It's bad for you.
That's the thing about prison, man. So much time.
You just got nothing but thoughts.
Yeah.
I say that's why you write your book. It's your time. You sit there.
You write your book.
You write your book.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a title. My Struggle.
My Struggle.
Let's take that and run with it. Now, we brought up last week, right before we left, about 9/11 parties. Yeah, you like it?
You just go from topic to topic so fast. It's so funny.
This is the show.
I'm still thinking about fucking.
We don't have time left.
STDs.
We don't have time left. This is leading with the audience. Now has to sit and think of this.
Yeah.
It's out. The burden is theirs.
Okay.
They have to go. It's yours.
It's ours.
We can't ruminate forever.
I'm with you, people.
We got to hit these people. We got to hit you up with it. Like now you think about the domino pieces inside the penis. Yeah.
If you got herpes in your colostomy bag, fucking good for you.
Hey, man, you were cool. You were cool last year. That's what that shows. Now, we brought this up. It's 9/11 parties.
Yeah. Still haven't been invited to one.
It's not as popular in SoCal as it will be eventually. So this guy said here, it's like, I heard Henry talk about 9/11 parties and I had to write in to know that they already exist. For some context, I live down the road from this guy who has turned his property into a MAGA-like hellscape, right? American flags, Trump 2024 flags. These guys love merch. We know. They love it, right? He's had multiple sports cars on display, one that has a full custom Trump 24 wrap. How many fucking guys have, like... It's a lot of stuff. It's like a lot of merch.
Overdrawn their bank account on a Trump flag.
A lot of morons. And honestly, it's great because that means that they can't buy weaponry. All right? Buy the merch. So top it off is a giant Statue of Liberty in the yard holding an AR-17 or whatever, AR-47, right?
Which is great. She's blind.
That's why, how you know.
You giving her a fucking gun?
Yeah, man. That's how you know you got your spread covered, right? So this last September, I noticed there were flyers all around town for a two-day 9/11 party, boasting food, live music, camel rides, and a full bar with a respectful moment of silence at midnight. Now, I almost thought it was a joke until I saw the address and I realized it was my neighbor.
10th to the 11th.
Yeah, all night.
Okay.
Right? And my buddy,
the moment of silence should be like 9 a.m., whenever the fucking...
At midnight, right? So he said that his friend actually just went because he wanted to experience, he wanted to see what the fuck was happening.
I'm curious.
And he said five people were there.
I wouldn't pay admission.
No, no, don't pay a cover. But he said five people were there and then he just hung out with the guy and the guy was like, yeah, you know, just chilling out. You want a burger or whatever? Like, just totally just like, you know, full militia gear, 9/11 poster in the back,
was
cooler
the camel
beers.
There?
Yeah. Not funny?
That is kind of funny.
Yeah, but he didn't do well.
Of course. I mean, you know.
Sparsely attended. Has it caught on? But it will eventually.
I don't know. There's no D-Day parties. Or like Pearl Harbor, rather.
Well, because we won that war. And so I feel like there's a moment of feeling. There's like a feeling of gravity in that. There's like, we know all these stories. We all love Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah.
All right. No one liked the Nick Cage 9/11 movie.
No.
If we had a couple of like, if we had a couple of good ones of those, it'd be different, right? Because I feel like we'd be a little bit more culturally inspired by the story. Yeah. But a lot of people are still just reeling for the fact. Because then we went into
so
a 20-year.
Crazy.
We went to a 20-year, quote-unquote, forever war. It's been complicated.
Yeah.
So I feel like the 9/11 party is actually a good part of it. Well, it's one of the aspects of the complicated issue of 9/11, which is some people are going to be super evil about it and some people are not. Everybody feels the same way about D-Day.
If you don't have two towers fall, what's the point of the party?
Well, then again, you just are not a good event planner.
Yeah.
Because then why are we here?
I can't believe you got camels.
Who knows? It might have just been a tan horse.
Where did he get all the money for this?
You'd be
surprised. What are these people? What do these people do for a living?
Roofing, HVAC.
Yeah.
You get them out there. You got them.
Man, you can't trust those HVAC guys.
Don't you dare speak against our HVAC people. Don't you dare.
I worked in enough kitchens to know that these guys, they fucking sit on the roof for 4 hours.
I will not let him do that to you, sirs.
The belt's ruined.
I know when I need you, you must arrive.
Yes.
HVAC people must be there.
Yeah.
You do dare malign HVAC people. I already got a lot of pushback from my anti-polo stance.
Your anti-polo stance?
Yes, I came hard against people who wear wicking material.
You're telling me that people play polo, listen to this show.
No, polo shirts.
Oh, well, those are, you know, horrible.
But some people are listeners. So yeah. I do understand that you need your wicking shirt.
Just have the courage to get buttons all the way down your shirt.
Just open up all the buttons of the polo. That's all I ask. Oh, yeah. Show some body.
Yeah, put it. You
see that body? All
right. It's really a pointless. Like, how big is your head that you need these buttons to get your shirt on?
I do. I actually do need to unbutton all the polos in order to wear. I have a polo. I do have a polo.
You do?
Yeah.
Throw mine in the fucking trash.
He's allowed. Just, you know, I'm trying to create peace here. All right. It's 2024. We can't start
I'm
the day.
I'm very peaceful.
No, you already have attacked. You attacked HVAC people.
I haven't attacked HVAC people. They attacked me.
You called,
I tried to run a restaurant.
You called Gypsy Rose Blanchard a hero.
They get up on the roof. I can't, you know, I need some hero. To fucking work.
You're just yelling.
They sit there. They go up there. They're fucking playing with each other.
Extremely crucial members of society. Right? And we have to.
They know it, too.
We have to laud our HVAC people. And even if the polo people, I'm just saying, if you're going to be wearing a wicking shirt, be doing an activity that requires the wicking.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Be golfing. You know, if you're just wearing wicking and you're sitting, if you're in the mall.
Is that the name of that?
It's a material.
Oh,
sweat.
Yes.
Wicking. I'm just saying, if you, just,
you know what it
that
is,
that requires sweat to be whipped.
It's you know what, you know why I hate it so much. Truthfully, I had to wear them at Catholic school.
That is why you cut to trauma.
It really,
uncovering.
Yeah,
2024.
It's Catholic school.
We're flipping stones here. All right, and that's what Side Stories is good for.
Can I? Am I allowed to say bad things about Catholics?
Of course, yeah. Fuck the Catholics.
Hell yeah, go fuck yourself.
No, they know. They're already fucked anyway. We all know. So, next week we'll be back. Operation Sunshine number 3 still in the stores.
Yeah.
We got a lot of shit coming down the pipe. We have a lot of announcements we're going to make. I want you to make sure you check out all of our shows.
Put this fucker down your pipe, I'll tell you that much.
Hey, man, you let me do it. That's for me and my family. Go check out twitch.tv/LPNTV. We have a lot of stuff coming. I believe tomorrow, when this is released, I'm going to be in Tears of a Clown at 6:30.
I got Brighter Side at 5 o'clock.
Great.
Pacific.
That's 8 tonight.
PM. Yeah.
Great. On twitch.tv/LPNTV. And if you want, go to Patreon. If you give, I forget what the amount is, but you can literally go. You can watch us do our last stream on the left live every Tuesday night, 6 p.m. PST.
But
it's
also,
a lot
that's
of fun.
Where the podcast video goes. The
everything,
full podcast.
All the
goes
last
there.
Podcast, full video.
You see
going
the clips
there
online? That people love the clips. It's
on the Patreon.
The full things on the Patreon.
You know, it's really nice. And it all goes through all of our fucking crew here.
I feel like butt plugs would make great pens.
If you want, I honestly
I
feel like that
like
we're
having it thick like this.
Think about this. Give it to me. Imagine. Click.
Yeah.
Click. Now
exactly.
It's a pen.
Yeah.
Click, click. Now you fucking stick in my ass.
Yeah. That's the thing, yeah.
That's
what are
science.
We doing here?
We can develop it. Why are you saying all these ideas into microphones?
You fucking...
You shouldn't say these ideas because then...
Copyright.
You hold it. We got to hold
R
it close to the vest, all right? Because that's our industry now.
Yeah.
You can ride with it. You could fuck your friend with it.
R in a circle. Fuck you.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Oh, I'm going to be in Phoenix.
Oh, good. Yeah, good.
Yeah,
you're going to do that?
January 12th and 13th.
Is that the material?
Jeff Ross is stand-up live.
Oh,
go,
great.
Come check us out.
All right, go check it out. And we will see you this Friday. Bye, fuckers. Hail Satan.
Bye.
Bye.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors, you can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.